Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it,
believe it.
Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. No matter if it's a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Oh, never putt with a dirty ball ever again. No way. Ready putt. Clean it and sink it. You want to improve your game? Rucket Sports is the way to go to improve your game today. Be more with Encore. Encore Golf. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun. On and off the golf course, visit loftgolf.net. Our telephone number, 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111. You want to leave a text message, a voicemail, call us. We'll be more than happy to take your phone call. You can connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. You can also follow me on the Golf Match app, Big John Vick, and subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes and get it for free in the Google Play Music Store. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick, and what a week it has been in golf, including the Ryder Cup has officially kicked off. And all I got to say is go Team USA. But there's a lot of stories that's happening out of the Ryder Cup. And by the way, our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com. The biggest news story of the week, though, Arnold Palmer has died at the age of 87. The king of golf. And to me, you can't get no more than an athletic icon such as one Arnold Palmer. If it wasn't for one Arnold Palmer, I don't think any of us would be out on golf course because he was the working man that started to play the game of golf when it was only for the rich and only for the gentlemen. Well, Arnold Palmer, he broke barriers like no other and certainly started something even way before a Tiger Woods has been in the picture. And we are dedicating this segment to Arnold Palmer. Usually we have the golf news at this segment. And this segment will still be sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in our full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Our customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers such as myself, Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, and Dennis Whiten, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your purchase today at golfknickers.com. And joining me right now, via telephone, via satellite, two of my bestest friends that I call brothers, Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, Dennis the Menace Whiten, executive producer is Boxer Shorts. And Dennis, let's start off by you. It is a sad day, sad week in golf. But then again, there's some excitement going on in Minnesota as well.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, what can you say about a legend like Arnold? I mean, he was the one that said golf is deceptively simple and endlessly complicated. And that explains the game perfectly, in a sentence.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I never met the man personally, but you feel like you still feel like you know him because of all the time watching him. I grew up watching this guy. So, I mean, yeah. It's one of those, you know, one of the guys that we'll never be able to replace. I mean, think about the Masters this year. When it comes up, the opening ceremony isn't going to be the same anymore.
And you know what? You kind of had a feeling from this past year when Arnold wasn't able to hit a tee shot. Billy, when he was sitting in a golf cart, you knew it had to be eating at him not to pick up a golf club and be able to hit that shot.
Absolutely. And you know, you could see it in his face. I mean, that has to be sad, you know. I mean, just sitting there watching, you know, your two favorite buds hitting off, and you're like, wow, this is what I do every year, and now I can't do it. And now he's not here this year, so it's going to be even worse. I mean, because we all felt it when he was just sitting there. We all knew that he wanted to. Everybody wants to, you know, to get up there and hit that shot. It's incredible that, you know, his loss and what it's going to do to golf.
Dennis, did you get that feeling when you seen Arnold Palmer sitting in that cart at the Masters that this could be the last Masters when we see Arnold Palmer at?
You know, maybe a little bit, but then he seemed to rebound a bit after that. You know, you saw him at a couple of the tournaments that he sponsored later on, and he seemed upbeat, kind of pepped up again, and so I was encouraged by that. And, you know, we see where it ended, unfortunately.
I want to start off by one of the best memories that I have of Arnold Palmer is when the Masters Par 3 contest started to be televised. And by the way, for those that don't know, Arnold Palmer is the one that discovered the Golf Channel. Arnold Palmer is the one that started up GolfNow.com. And a lot of people don't know that, Billy, but I know you do, and I know I do.
Yep.
And, you know, when that Par 3 challenge started to get televised, just seeing Arnold Palmer with his kids, his grandkids, and the way he was with fans. And the one thing that I've always noticed, and I know people have talked about it over and over again, anytime Arnold Palmer signs an autograph, he looks you in the eye, either during he's signing the autograph or after he signs the autograph. But you always get eye-to-eye contact with the king himself.
And another big thing about him with his autograph is he always told people when he wrote his autograph, if you're going to write an autograph, make sure people can read your name. Now, he was very proud of his signature. It wasn't like he just went and made chicken scratch on something. You can read his name, you know, that, and he took a lot of pride in that. And he tried to instill that in a lot of players because they've been talking about it during the Ryder Cup now, how important it is that they want to follow that tradition when they take the time and write that autograph, that the person they're giving it to will be able to read their name.
Dennis, is there any moment, I know there's many moments that we watch the king do his thing. Is there any particular moments, though, that stick out to you?
You know, that would take a whole other show, I think, to go through all of them. But one that jumps out to me that I always got a kick out of was him. And I think it was actually at the Arnold Palmer Invitational when in a year where Tiger had won it. And the two of them were together, and they got a picture of them where Arnie was just hysterics laughing at something that was said. I think they've got that picture up on the PGA's site about him, and or on the PGA Tour site where they're doing the Remembering Arnie. I think there's a picture of it there. And it just, I remember that. I remember that happening and thinking, wow, the two of them look like best friends, and they're just butts in the gut in public. And you don't usually see that from a lot of players.
Oh. Arnold Palmer had won 7 major championships in the Masters. It was 1958, 1960, 62, and 64. U.S. Open was 1960, and Open Championship 1961 and 1962. He has a very impressive resume. I know we always talked about Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods breaking Nicklaus's record, but you know Arnold Palmer is in a category all by himself, don't you think, Billy?
Oh, I agree. I agree. He's definitely in it. I mean, to me, he's the king of the kings. He's incredible, and his legacy is going to live with us forever.
You know, Palmer has had a diverse golf-related business career, including owning the Bay Hill Club and the Lodge, and which is the venue for the PGA Tour's Arnold Palmer Invitational, as we all just talked about, helping in finding the Golf Channel, as we talked about, and negotiating deal to build the very first golf course in the People's Republic of China. I mean, this guy, he had it all, and I am just curious as if they rename Bay Hill to La Trobe.
Huh. I mean, that would be something. You never know. I didn't even think about that. All the things I've thought about, I've never thought about that.
Maybe we just started a petition right here.
There you go.
Yeah, we could start it. Yeah, the renaming of the course. That would be something.
Billy, what about you? I know so many memories and so much videos and you know, so many different things.
A lot of things, because of his impact in golf, he was able to do so many things outside of the realm of golf to help people. And one of the big things, especially here in Florida, is Arnold Palmer's Hospital for Children. We see all the stuff that he does for that. And he started that, you know, it's like 158 beds just for pediatrics and stuff. So, and he has the Winnie Hospital. So, you know, after his wife.
Yep.
So he's done so many things because of what he was able to do in golf and carry it over. So besides just being a golfer, he was a humanitarian. He loved people. He loved kids. And he used that gift that he had, not for greed or anything, but for love, man. He was just an amazing man. I haven't heard anything ever negative of him. Everything's always so positive.
And the funny thing is, well, it's not so funny because he believed in having hands-on in everything he did.
Yes.
No matter what it was, if it was designing a golf course, building a golf course, or developing this hospital's,
yep,
he had hands-on. He was at these places. He was there. He was visiting people. I mean, this man, you know, you think about this man from La Trobe who doesn't have a gate or doesn't have a speaker system. You could drive right up the driveway and drive right to his front door, and there's not security, mm-hmm, you know, and all that. I think a couple of the commentators I know on the Golf Channel remembered that and looked back on it. And, you know, mm-hmm, you look at that La Trobe place that he has where he lived, and it's just like a common man's place, you know?
Yeah, yes. I mean, he was a common man, just like the rest of us.
I mean, even think about it. I mean, this is kind of an off the point thing a little, but he would fly himself to his events.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like,
can you imagine that? Yeah.
I think that was awesome.
Amazing. Yes, it was beautiful. All week they've been showing all the different shows on him, and they did key in on that of him going to the different places and everything, him going into college, him serving in the Navy, all that stuff. I mean, and there's a lot of things that we just know from our generation, the impact that he had. But he's had an impact from long ago. You know, I didn't even realize how old he was until his passing.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it for a very, very long time.
Well, we have some other articles of golf news that we want to get to, but Arnold Palmer died in Pittsburgh last Sunday at the age of 87, and he, you know, in Pittsburgh, he was still fighting for his life. He was looking for a way to continue on, and to the very end, he was fighting for every breath you take, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So he will be very, very much missed, but he has left a legacy behind that will last a lifetime. It will go on for generations to come. Now, the Ryder Cup is this week, and there's a lot of news coming out of the Ryder Cup. I want to start off by this fan heckling Rory McIlroy and Andy Sullivan, and this guy's name is David Johnson. And Dennis, I think you have the story there.
I do, and David Johnson of North Dakota could never have imagined just how amazing his Ryder Cup Thursday was actually going to be. As you just mentioned, Rory McIlroy and Andy Sullivan, along with Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson, were finishing up a foursomes practice round on Thursday. Sullivan had just blown a 10-foot putt downhill, and McIlroy, along with everybody else, I think, was giving him the business on the eighth green. Sullivan missed the slider no less than four times before McIlroy came over and attempted it in an attempt to help his rookie teammate out. But the FedEx Cup champ was also unsuccessful a few times, prompting Johnson to call out from the massive crowd asking Europe if Europe needed him to show them how it's done. Ever the comedian, Stenson walked over and pulled Johnson out of the crowd, taking him up on his offer. To up the stakes, Rose planted a $100 bill next to the ball and cleared the stage. And this guy went and sank it from 12 feet. Perhaps David Love should have waited a little longer before he made his last captain's pick.
Yep.
And this guy's definitely the story. He's got a story for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
And a video to show it.
Oh, yeah. And you saw the size putter that he did that thing with? It looked like a kid's putter.
I didn't know. I mean, from a distance from the video, I couldn't tell what kind of putter it was. And, hopefully it was a Trilogix or a Seymour, but it didn't look like it to me. So,
the guy was, I think, bigger than most of the golfers that were there. He was pretty big. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. You could tell by the handshakes and stuff. He kind of overtowered a couple of those guys. So.
Yeah, he did. And Henrik Stenson is a big guy, too, so tall guy.
Yeah.
But
Henrik Stenson, I think, is 6'1". So, I mean, he's not a short guy.
No, and this guy was a lot bigger than him. So, or it appeared to be on TV a lot bigger. So it was really cool.
We have a couple of minutes here, and I know, Billy, you had something regarding the Ryder Cup. Go ahead, talk about it.
Yeah, Danny Willett's brother, Peter Willett, he decided to provoke a Ryder Cup storm out there with, talking bad about Americans and calling all the USA fans imbeciles. And it went crazy for a while. And then, now Danny Willett's apologizing. And, they asked the United States team how they were taking it. Most of them aren't paying any mind. The captains didn't want to hear it because they didn't want to get upset, about listening to the ranting and stuff. But then again, you have Phil Mickelson, who's said some things as well about Ryder Cup past captains and gave some situations and scenarios. So he started a little conflict within the United States team as well. And, now he spent most of the day a couple days ago just apologizing to everybody. So there's been a lot of stuff going on outside, and I want to see how it plays out, to finish up the Ryder Cup this weekend.
Dennis, do I need to ask what team you're rooting for?
No, you don't have to ask, but I was going to throw something in on what we were just talking about here, too. If you think about it, go back a couple of years, think about Rory McIlroy, how big he stepped in it before the Ryder Cup, not making, making comments that he made. It seems to be a theme almost that it happens. And they get over it. I mean, hopefully the U.S. team is going to get out there and get over it like Rory did that year and do some butt kicking.
All I got to say is, and I look at this roster, and I think this is the greatest USA team in such a long time, and they have a really, really good chance this year.
I like from the players to all of the captains, the co-captains. I like everything about
it. Yep.
And one quick thing I found funny how they kicked Tiger Woods. I know that was the big thing on social media, how they made fun of Tiger Woods and made him get out of the USA team photo the other day when they were taking him.
Yeah.
So they saw him sitting in the corner and they started making memes about him. So I found it real cool that everything's light. And one last thing I wanted to just throw out there, it was really cool. We've done a lot of stuff together on the show, and I know you've done a lot of people. I have some Patrick Gibbons stuff. I'm sure you got some. But looking at Tiger Woods the other day with his scorecard, that as he was going around the course, he actually had Patrick Gibbons. And Big's Golf Show always promotes indie golf.
Yep.
And you know, he to see the growth. I mean, from when Patrick first started, to see Tiger Woods carrying his scorecard book, you know, it brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah,
I just figured I'd throw it out. It just popped into my head again.
Dennis, you'll like Patrick Gibbons because he's a Chicago Bears fan, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to tell you the Bears still suck.
All right.
You know what? I'm hoping the Cubs will carry me through at least into November, and I won't feel so bad.
Guys, we have to head into our first break. We're running late here on Biggs Golf Talk, but today on the show we're going to have Bob Evans. He's going to be joining us to talk about a wedge that has never gotten any notoriety because of a large OEM putting stoppage to the review. But don't worry, we will have that review today. We will be talking to Bob Evans coming up next about that wedge. And I know, Billy, you're going to be reviewing those wedges as well.
Yes, yes, I will.
So Bob Evans coming up next today on the program, also your Golf Life Report. And Billy and I will be back later on in the show to have your product of the week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. Hey, Boxer?
Yes, sir.
Take us into our break, will you?
Well, there's more Biggs Golf Talk coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts confirms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. When it comes to indie golf businesses, Biggs Golf Talk, I would say, is the pioneer of giving a forum for some exposure here on Biggs Golf Talk. My good friend and a good friend of the program, Derek Queener, had posted on his social networks about a golf wedge. As a matter of fact, Derek says this golf wedge is so good that he has given up his Cleveland Rotex 2.0 to play this wedge in his game. The wedge is called Texima. And here to talk about the wedge is the one and only Bob Evans. Bob, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Thanks very much. Pronunciation is Chima.
Chima.
And yeah, let me tell you where that came from, because obviously nobody, unless they're from the Basque country of Spain, could pronounce it, which has been a problem, of course. But regardless, that is Jose Maria Olazabal's nickname in the Basque spelling.
Ah.
And it's pronounced Chima.
Chima.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. And it's spelled T-X-E-M-A, right?
T-X-E-M-A, right. But they pronounce it in the Basque region, they pronounce those letters as Chema.
Chema, gotcha. It has to say a lot when you have a company like Cleveland who is pioneered in wedges and is pretty much the grandfather of creating the wedges.
And it's got to say something when somebody gives up a Cleveland wedge to play a Chima wedge.
Well, I was very flattered, and thankfully, you know, we were able to fit them to him, and he's done well with them, and he's really happy, so I'm pleased.
Now tell us, Bob Evans, what's your background in golf?
Well, I've been in the golf business for over 45 years. I worked on the PGA Tour for 8 years, which is, I was the director of tour operations for McGregor Golf, and I did all of their product development overseas for them in the off-season. But during that time, Jose Maria Olazabal was on our staff, and he and I became good friends, and I taught him on occasion. And because I taught several players on the tour during that time. But he and I became good friends, and I wanted to do a set of wedges because he was such a great wedge player. And so he helped me tweak the design until he was happy with it, and until he's been injured, he was playing those wedges in Europe, at least. You know, these wedges are forged, and most of the wedges today, the real popular ones, are cast. But, you know, as you know, Roger Cleveland developed the wedges for Cleveland Golf, and they've pretty much maintained that shape over the years, you know, although they've changed the milling and had to do things to accommodate the USGA. But, you know, Roger now works for, or unless he's retired, he went to Cleveland Golf and designed their wedges, and as you'll see, they have a similar appearance as far as the profile shape. Roger's a great wedge designer, and, you know, he's made some terrific wedges over the years. It's just that I felt that none of the great wedges were being forged. Some of them are today, but I wanted to come out with a forged wedge because that's the only thing that Jose Maria would play.
We don't think about the short game, and to me, to get on a green, you really need a good wedge. It seems to me, when I'm looking at the Chima wedge, it's got a different look to it, like a wider bounce to it. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but there's a taper to it, so it doesn't play like a tremendously wide bounce. But, yeah, the sole, the overall sole's pretty wider, but it tapers away in the back.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
So that particular grind is something that Jose Maria really liked, and so we went with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it seems like you guys have a great product. How long has this been on the market, and why have we not heard about it until now? Well, for me, until now, because I was introduced to it by Derek Queener.
The golf business is all about marketing and tour player endorsements,
yeah,
et cetera. There's a company called Golf WRX that you know, the golf crazies like the rest of us go to oftentimes because they have a big blog on there.
Yep.
So a couple of years ago, they hired a fellow who they considered to be the guru on wedges, and forgive me, I don't recall his name, but he hit thousands of wedge shots with every wedge that you can imagine, from H, the letters A through T, and some wedges you've never heard of, but it was, you know, Vokies and Clevelands and Callaways and Titleists and what have you. But the point is, they went through all these wedges, he hit thousands of shots with each one of them, and at the end of it, and including TaylorMade, at the end of it, he chose Chima as the best wedge that he hit. So TaylorMade is a huge sponsor of this particular website. And the only negative that he had to say about any of the wedges, because everything he tried to come up with positive, the only negative was about the TaylorMade wedge. And they're a big sponsor of Golf WRX.
Right.
And so they didn't allow them to publish the article because they sent out a pre-publication to all the people who submitted wedges, which there had to be a dozen of them. But if you'd like sometime, I'll send you a copy of the article.
I you know what? I actually have it.
So that killed the article, so I didn't get any promotion from that, and I've just never had the financial resources to promote it.
Hey, Bob, I actually have the article. So what I want to do is I want to share the article with the listeners out there so they have an idea. This did not make print, but this is what it says. Wow, I have never even heard of this wedge prior to receiving it. This wedge was designed and inspired by Jose Maria, and I know I'm going to butcher his last name, Olazabal, and I know that's not the proper pronunciation with it. I guess the Spaniards know something about touch, feel, and excellence in golf club making. It's compact, slight, heavy feel, just oozes performance, looks, and confidence. It has a very slight offset. It is a little shorter than most 35 inches and performs on every conceivable shot I try to pull it through. Many more than included in this test, this club is in the bag, and I expect to be adding the 52 and 56 before next year's play.
Yeah,
the 75-yard shots from the fairway were effortless. Bunker shots flew high, stopped, and were equally easy from fluff or harder sand. With its compact head and weight, it cut through deeper grass as if it weren't there, and tight lies benefited from 8 degree of bounce and blended sole design. Once moved back a ball or two in your stance, it's easy to run a ball onto the green and toward the hole. Flop shots with this wedge can be controlled from the very high floaters a la Phil Mickelson to the compact pitch of Steve Stricker. I simply cannot describe how good this wedge is. So, Bob Evans, that last page of that review, that pretty much speaks for itself on what the product is all about. And it's really, really a shame that it didn't go to print.
Yeah, you're right, because I would have run out of wedges a lot faster than I am.
Now, from my understanding, it's just not wedges that you have. You've also built a putter, is that right?
Yeah, Jose Maria had a particular style of putter that he liked. So he and I got together, and he gave me all the little tweaks that he wanted to do to it, and we got it exactly the way he wanted it. And he played that also as long as he was healthy. But he has some terrible form of arthritis that just doesn't allow him to play or even practice. He's in so much pain.
Now, talk about the wedges. You can actually make the wedges either chrome, satin, gunmetal. Is that right? You know, to people's specs, and you could really, if they send you their specs, it could be fitted, can't it?
Yes. Now, the current inventory that I have, which is probably 300 of each lot, 52, 56, and 60, are only available in no chrome. They can be either satin finish or gunmetal finish, but no chrome finish is available.
Okay.
You know, the 52 could be a 50, the 60 could be a 58, the 56 could be a 54 or a 58, just depending on what bounce the customer prefers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Derek Queener had spoke highly of it. I talked to him just last night about it, and he said he couldn't believe that he actually put his Cleveland wedges up on eBay and decided to put Chima in his bag, and he's still currently using Chima in his bag, you know, with the wedges and even with the putter. So that's pretty impressive for one. You know, if Derek Queener says it's good and Jose Maria Alisabo think it's good, I think it's good for the golfers out there. Now, we need to get you guys some exposure, and also just let everybody know we're going to have our reviewer, Bill the Golffather Cuevas, do a review on these wedges, and then we're going to have Bill on the show once again. Not only will he put it in print online in a blog at golfball.com, but he will also talk about it here on Biggs Golf Talk about these wedges, and I am certain that it's going to be a positive review, especially what I have read on that last page of that one reviewer that didn't make print. What we don't have to worry about here, Bob, is we don't have to worry about a certain sponsor getting involved and telling us we can't talk about it. So
I appreciate that. Well, listen, Bill, I do make you remember the tour player named Kenny Knox?
I do.
I make a line of putters for him that are available left-handed.
Oh, there you go.
So if you want to get your specs to me, I will build you a putter.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Thank you, Bob Evans. And for more information about the Chima putter, all you have to do is go to snaphooksgolf.com. They have it available right now. As a matter of fact, if you go there, you could save $250 on a set of three right now and get it, all three, for $200. Now, this can come in satin or gunmetal, and it is a beautiful, beautiful set of wedges. You know what I like about this, Bob Evans? It's sleek. And it's classy looking.
Yeah, they're very classic shapes.
Yep.
They really are. And they are beautiful. And I know I'm biased, but they are the best looking wedges I've ever looked down at, honestly.
Well, Bob Evans, thank you so much for coming on Biggs Golf Talk and talking about this. And once again, for people that want to find out more information, snaphooksgolf.com, and click on additional gear, and you'll find the Chima wedges. Now, it's spelled TX. EMA, but it's pronounced Chima. So get over there.
That's Jose Maria Olazabal's nickname in the Basque spelling. So
gotta love it.
I couldn't pass up using that. That's all.
Absolutely, I agree. I agree. Bob Evans, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk, my friend, and good luck to you. We'll have Bill the Golffather Cuevas on once he's reviewed it. And we'll make sure you get a copy of that, and you get a copy of the review from golfball.com as well.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Evans from Chima Golf, and you got to check out these wedges. They look really sleek and really classy, and they perform well. So for more information about Chima Wedge, head over to snaphooksgolf.com and check it out. Save $250 today at snaphooksgolf.com. Coming up next is your Golf Life Report right here on Biggs Golf Talk. The Spider Divot Tool's revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is Ruckett.com.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. The September episode of Golf Live is currently airing on Fox Sports networks across the country. This month, we featured the World Golf Skills Competition from Vegas. We also visited Desert Princess Country Club in Palm Springs. Need help with your short game? We got a great tip from top teacher Mike Malaska. We also check out the MISIG, the most important stretch in golf. This training aid increases degrees of your backswing and range of motion. You can check out the TV schedule over at golflife.com. Now here's Golf Live host Mike Billingsley to give you a review on Radius putters.
If you're familiar with professional golf, you've obviously heard the names Peter Lord and Graham Webb, and they joined forces to create a line of putters out of the UK. They've sent us the Radius Linea. This is actually the Radius Linea Y putter. These are a very high-end precision milled steel putter. It is a very, very nice putter. In terms of one of the things you read on the putter face when you see the putter is you see the word feel, and I've rarely felt a putter that had better feel than this one. Interestingly, it has a polymer insert that is really designed for some of the harder covered balls that we have out there today. So what's amazing about this putter is it's a putter for those that really like feel and have great hands and can really have a good smooth stroke on the ball. It's kind of a really lightweight putter, so you find yourself, one of the things that you have to do really well with it is take an extra second, make sure you're aligned, calm your hands, calm your body, and put a good stroke on the ball, because it's very easy to over hit the ball. And this face is pretty hot. That ball comes off. I mean, it's not a springy face like some putters, but it definitely is great for long putts. I found it to be amazing to roll long putts at the cup. For short putts, again, just take a second, really check your alignment. What I really liked is the natural sense of alignment that the round mallet design provides me. That sort of, you know, round to square sort of approach works really well. It also has these nice little lines on the bottom and a good predominant line. So I found alignment to be just natural and really easy. And I think one of the things about alignment with a putter like this is the feel and the weighting and the balance. That's the key, is that, you know, if you play golf a lot and you like a precision putter, you know, you want a putter that you can grab and immediately it's aligned and you feel that alignment. And that's what this putter provides, just beautiful balance. I tell you what, it definitely gets, you know, 4.5 out of 5 stars from me. It's a putter that I would put in my bag immediately. Again, a putter that I might have to really focus on my distances, because it's pretty easy to have it go off in your hands because it's lightweight. You're going to go at it. So opposed to some of the heavier putters that allow you to sort of have more of a consistency on your stroke, this is a putter that requires a nice touch. You know, Golf Live has looked at all the different putters out there, and this one gets high marks from us. Go to radiusputters.com and give this a try. It's a putter that, for those of you that are really fine feel type putters, you're going to love this thing. I'm telling you.
As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force, and now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Bridgestone. You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, along with Bill the Golf Father Quavis, the co-host here on Biggs Golf Talk, one of them, along with Dennis Whiten, and the executive producer is Boxer Schwartz. You know, we started this new segment called Biggs Product of the Week. Not only did we start this segment, but we are also listing every single week Biggs Product of the Week on our website. So if you missed the information or need to be referenced back to that product of the week, go to BiggsGolfTalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, GolfTalk.com. You'll see at the top of the website, it says Product of the Week. Just click on that and get all the information on how you can find out more information about each product of the week that we have here on Biggs Golf Talk. And it is that time this week in this segment. It is time for Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick. and Bill, the golf father Quavis, with this week's product of the week.
Billy, my product of the week this week is a photo ball marker. Ken and Char, another indie golf business, handling it themselves, husband and wife company. You can take any type of photo, create a photo ball marker, create gift sets, create necklaces, create keychains. Really a great, great gift idea. And not only that, but I also talk about all the time that creating a photo ball marker is preserving a memory forever. That's my product of the week, Billy. I have many, many photo ball markers from my dog to my son to my logo, another logo from Encore Golf to different. I even have Herb McNally, McNally 22 photo ball markers. Billy, photo ball marker, I think just a great idea for any gift idea, and especially those that are looking to preserve a memory forever, my friend.
I agree. I also have many, many, many. I've been a long-time user of their golf balls. And like you said, it's an indie company. It's a husband and wife. I've been using them for years. I love them. They actually have my Golf Father logo ones for me. Every year I've made some. They do a wonderful job. And then I think like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they started with the jumbo ball markers, which I love. I have the keychain. I gave those to my kids. My most recent ones I made from my trip up to Pennsylvania when I was with my nephew and niece, and I actually gave it to them as gifts, and they loved it. You know what I mean? Because they're like, "Oh, look at the size. What is it? It's a ball marker." They're like, "Oh, wow!" So it's really cool. It's a good personal gift, and it's a gift that lasts forever.
Let me tell you a little bit about their story. During one of their visits in June of 2008, Charlotte and Ken were making their latest and greatest golf purchases when Ken pointed to a display of ball markers and mentioned that it would be cool to have photo ball markers. Well, Charlotte normally shakes off his ideas for products he thinks are cool, but this time she surprised him with her response. She thought it would be a very good product for golfers and make a wonderful golfing gift. They checked on the internet and found a few sites offering photo ball markers, but not the type of a product or website experience they had envisioned. They strive to create a quality and long-lasting ball marker and combine it with a nice website experience. They worked hard over the summer perfecting their photo ball markers and building a website that is easy and fun to use, and certainly
yes. It
is that. By the way, you can save $5 on any purchase by going to bgtphotoballmarker.com and save $5 off your purchase. And Billy, you know, Father's Day gifts for women golfers, high school, college golf teams, Christmas golf gift ideas, Mother's Day gift ideas, any kind of gift idea you can think of, you could do it with a photo ball marker on the things that they offer.
Yeah, and what's beautiful, like say the necklace. They have a nice heart necklace, right?
Yep.
You could have a different necklace for any time you want. You build a set, you get five different pictures. It could be of your grandkids, it could be of your kids, it could be a puppy, it could be just about anything. And you could just make it match your outfits. You might have a winter scene, you might have a summer, a lake, whatever you want. You could change out them really, really quick and all the accessories that they have. So I love it. I like the keychains. You might get tired of a picture, and so you put it away for a little while, and now you have another one. So it's really, really cool. It's a nifty idea. I've loved it. And I've recommended it. As a matter of fact, when we've done the holiday guide, I love them as gifts. They're perfect for any occasion, but I highly recommend them.
They also, just most recently, as of the last year or two, has started making jumbo ball markers, kind of a poker size. You see those poker chips that people use. Why not create a photo poker-sized jumbo ball marker? I know I have a couple, and people always say, wow, that is really cool, because not only have I got my logo, not only do I have Savior's picture on it, not only do I have my son's first home run picture on it, I also have McNally 22's photo ball marker, and I had created photo ball markers for all the football coaching staffs as a gift idea, and they love it with the school logo on it. And what a great, great idea for school golf teams out there.
That's true. It's an awesome idea to do it for the schools and stuff. I mean, the ones that I use for the jumbo ball markers have been really, really special. So, like, my daughter, she draws anime, one of my twins, and I've, you know, everything that she's drawn personally for me, which is original, I've made into a jumbo ball marker. You know what I mean? So I love it because, you know, I like looking at it. It serves a dual purpose. You know, I remember every time I put down my marker when I'm golfing, you know, my daughter drew something special for me. I like looking. I like remembering those kind of moments.
We have given away many, many photo ball markers, including some BGT photo ball markers. And by the way, if you do want to purchase a BGT photo ball marker, just contact Ken and Char, and they will definitely help you out. They have the logo on hand, and they will create that photo ball marker along with your order as well. So if you want to order a Biggs Golf Talk photo ball marker, they look very, very cool. So, and some people already have that, including David Locke and his daughter. I made a pink one for his daughter and made David Locke a regular Biggs Golf Talk photo ball marker. Both of them use them on a regular basis, especially his daughter, G-Bomb. Gabrielle uses it during her competition. I'm very honored that she would display and represent Biggs Golf Talk on the golf course when she's competing, so I thank her for that. But it's a very easy-to-use website, very, very user-friendly website. You can upload your logo to build a custom photo ball marker in just minutes, no matter what type of photo you have. They will definitely help you create something special and preserve that memory forever. Once again, you can save $5 right now by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. That's bgt.photoballmarker.com and create your order today. Save $5 off of any order that you create on Biggs Golf Talk photo ball marker site that Ken and Charlotte had set up for us. Now, Billy, what's your product of the week this week, my friend?
Well, this week I'm going with my trusty Seymour company. You know, Seymour Putters is releasing an SPI CT mirror, and it's really neat. It goes in conjunction with the RST. You're very familiar with them because it's in your bag like it is in my bag.
Yep.
But with this putter, with this new mirror that they have, it helps you align. I mean, your putter face is always going to be aligned. As long as you don't see red, you know the putt's dead. We already know that. But with this mirror, it helps you see that your shoulders are square. It has a line going across. So it has separate lines. It has a red line. It has a black line, ball placement and everything. And it actually, you could see yourself and your shoulders, make sure that they're square, how your shoulders are to the actual face. Because sometimes, I know I've done it, where I'll square my face, but my body won't be square to my target. So, and of course, then I'll end up coming across. Either I'll slap the left or I'll hit it to the right, depending on how my feet are offline. So this is more to help you align your body with, you know, the squareness of your putter. So it's pretty neat, and I'm looking forward to playing with it. Mine is already being shipped. I should have it any day now. So that's my product of the week, because I want to see how I can. I mean, the RST technology is amazing. So
yes,
now
yes,
with this new mirror, you know what I mean, and being able to see that you're aligned properly, your shoulders are aligned properly, you're above the ball properly, everything else that goes into putting. Yeah, we know that the square face is always going to be square when we have that red is gone, but now we're going to know that our body is also going to be square. So, you know, of course, it's muscle memory. You keep practicing that. And then you remove the mirror and you try it again. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
With three major wins, 35 tour wins, six Ryder Cups, all-time tour putting record, Seymour does it right.
Yes. And this mirror, what they also added was this red line going across the mirror. So you could add your eyes. Not only are they aligning your shoulders, but you know how when you look over a putt, there's a specific way you should look over the ball when you're there. You know, when you look down and see the ball. This new mirror with the line that they have on it, you'll be able to see your eyes where they line up as well,
yep,
which is also important. You know, everything goes in conjunction with it. As long as everything's lined up and you hit your line, you should be good to go, unless, of course, you read the putt wrong. So with this tool, you're going to be able to have your shoulders square. Your eyes are going to be on the right spot over the ball where they're supposed to be, and you're going to have the RST technology letting you know, hey, my putter is square, I should be good, and now you just got to practice rolling the putt.
Sounds good, my friend. And their website to check out this mirror, www.seemore.com, SEEMORE.com. See more putts with Seymour Putter Company. And you can follow Bill the Godfather Cuevas on Twitter at WCUEBAS on Twitter. You can also read his reviews and some other stuff on golfbald.com as well. And Billy, you also write for a magazine down there in Florida and giving reviews and equipment reviews and some great advice out to the golfers out there so people can follow you and catch whatever you're doing in multiple ways.
Yes, yes, they can. But, you know, I think I'm most noticeable on your radio show.
Well, you know what? Pretty soon people will see who the Godfather is because Billy is going to be submitting a bio to our webmaster, and they're going to put it on our website. He's going to be listed as one of the co-hosts. So we want to welcome Bill the Godfather Cuevas officially to the BGT team.
I'm honored to be part of the team. I always felt like the team anyway, but yeah, now I'm official.
Now it's official. Now it's official. All right, Billy, get out and play some golf, my friend. We'll talk to you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. Thanks.
All right. Have a great week.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf, design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt, never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports, improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf, be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Either birdie par or double bogey too. The boys are calling so.
Shut up.
The smoke alarm's beeping. We're gonna play golf.
Tune in when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!